Hello, I'm Dr. Bill and welcome back. Today we'll be diving into the essential aspect of intercultural competence, self-awareness, biases, and empathy in lesson two. We'll explore how our perceptions shape our interactions and how we can develop a more culturally inclusive mindset. So let's get started. So recently, country artist Chris Stapleton made a statement following Beyoncé's Grammy win for Best Country Album. Country has a rich history and a distinct sound that deserves to be recognized and celebrated. We need to ensure that the award reflects the true essence of the genre and honors those who have dedicated their lives. So at first glance, this may seem like a neutral statement about cultural preservation. However, if we critically examine it, we can uncover underlying beliefs and potential biases, right? For example, what is the true essence of country music? Who defines authenticity in a genre that has always evolved through cultural exchange? Does honoring tradition inherently exclude innovation and diversity? These reflections carry a deeper truth we all carry: unconscious bias, shaped by culture, tradition, and personal experiences. So in today's lesson, we'll examine how self-reflection and empathy can help us recognize these biases and foster greater intercultural understanding. So in this first segment, we'll talk about the role of self-awareness in identifying cultural biases. Definition: self-awareness is the ability to reflect on one's thoughts, emotions, and biases. Why does this matter? Without self-awareness, we may unconsciously reinforce stereotypes and cultural assumptions. Example: a hiring manager who always favors candidates from a similar background might believe it's about cultural fit, when in reality, it's an unconscious bias limiting diversity. Reflection: think about a time you made an assumption about someone based on their background. What led to that assumption? How did it affect your interaction? In this next part, let's talk about developing cultural empathy through active listening. Definition: cultural empathy is the ability to understand and appreciate different cultural perspectives by truly listening to others. Key strategies for active listening include suspending judgment, avoiding forming opinions before fully hearing the other person's perspective, clarify and paraphrase, repeat back what you heard to confirm understanding, ask open-ended questions, encourage deeper conversation and shared experiences. Example: a global team leader realizes that a colleague from a high-content culture where indirect communication is valued struggles in meetings dominated by direct communicators. Instead of assuming disengagement, the leader asks clarifying questions and creates space or holds space for their input. Here's a quick exercise for you. Pair up with a colleague or friend from a different cultural background and discuss a recent challenge. Practice active listening, holding space, by summarizing their perspective without inserting your own opinions. So in this third segment, we'll talk about challenging stereotypes and cultural gatekeeping. Cultural gatekeeping occurs when certain groups set the boundaries of who belongs to a cultural space. Case study: the evolving sound of country music. The reaction to Beyoncé's country album is a modern example of cultural gatekeeping. Historically, country music has been influenced by diverse styles, from blues to folk and more. Yet, resistance to new influences raises critical questions. Why are certain voices considered outsiders in a genre with a mixed heritage? How do perceptions of race, gender, and tradition shape cultural inclusion? Takeaway: biases are often deeply embedded in cultural traditions, but they can evolve when we engage in self-reflection and empathy. I've always said, without reflection, there is no growth. Let's talk about growth. Let's use the GROW reflection exercise. The GROW model says, G, goal, identify a cultural bias you have held. R, reality, reflect on how this bias influenced past interactions. O, options, list three ways to develop cultural empathy. W, way forward, commit to one actionable change. Here's a role play activity, right? Reframing the cultural conversation. Scenario: two colleagues discuss whether country music should evolve or remain traditional. One argues that country music should stay true to its roots. The other challenges this idea of pointing out the genre's history of cultural blending. Debrief questions for this activity. What cultural biases were present in the conversation? How could active listening and empathy shift the discussion? And how does this apply to the broader discussion of cultural inclusion? So, in bringing this all together, growth starts with you. Build cultural self-awareness. Challenge your assumptions. Actively listen and engage with cultural perspectives. Commit to continuous learning and reflection. Final thought. Every culture evolves. By embracing cultural awareness, empathy, and open-minded dialogue, we become true global citizens who appreciate and respect the richness of cultural diversity. Without reflection, there can be no growth.